The world's weekly wait is over.
Say, kids, what time is it?
This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one, and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is, way out.
Hello and welcome to the Vinyl Garage. I'm Dave Nelson, your host and guide for the next 60 minutes as we explore the lesser heard, slightly obscure side of rock, where the album cut and B-side rule, referencing material as far back as the blues of the 30s to today's new releases, while throwing in healthy doses of commentary and vinyl history. There's lots to cover, so we better get started. Welcoming you back to the Vinyl Garage, where this week we continue with the music of Goulardi. Ernie's love of jazz and blues was evident with his choices for background music, but when it came to polkas, rock, or surf, we can thank Big Chuck Schadowski for the selection. We're starting the show with Booker T and the MGs, Green Onions, a song heard regularly at 10:20 p.m. Friday night.
Your baby where the action is. In every little town across the USA, there's a spot where the people tangle every day. Just leave your problems and a getaway. Come on down and listen to the guitar play.
Woo!
Dance, dance, dance when you hear that beat.
Woo!
Dance, 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 get up off of your seat.
Woo!
Dance, 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 let your backbone slip. Let's go to
to the place on the Sunset Strip. Oh, baby, come on.
Let me take you where the action is.
Oh, baby, come on.
Let me take you where the action is.
Oh, baby, come on.
Let me take you where the action is.
It's so neat to meet your baby where the action is. If all day long you've been wanting to dance, well, all night long you're gonna have your chance. So don't say you're holding just a twill in your thumb. You can't resist the sound of the driving drums.
Woo!
Dance, dance, dance when you hear that beat.
Woo!
Dance, 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 get up off of your seat.
Woo!
Dance, 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 let your backbone slip. Let's go to the place on the Sunset Strip. Oh, baby, come on.
Let me take you where the action is.
Oh, baby, come on.
Let me take you where the action is.
Oh, baby, come on.
Let me take you where the action is.
It's so neat to meet your baby where the action is. Oh, baby, come on.
Let me take you where the
action
is. Oh, baby, come on.
Let me take you where the action is.
Oh, baby, come on.
Let me take you where the action is.
It's so neat to meet your baby where the action is. Oh, baby, come on.
Let me take you where the
action
is.
Oh, baby, come on.
Let me take you where the action is.
Oh, baby, come on. Let me take you where the action is.
It's so neat to meet your baby where the
thank you.
movies, folks.
Song from Dick Clark's Where the Action Is TV show was aptly titled Action and recorded by Freddie Cannon. It was to be his last single to strongly chart, released on Warner Brothers in 1965. Covering Ray Charles's I've Got a Woman was Jimmy McGriff, his second song featured by Ernie, another killer B3 cut. If you dig deeper into the Love and Spoonfuls catalog, bypassing the hits, you discover many gems, and one of which was Night Owl Blues, the B-side to Daydream. The title was a reference to the Night Owl Cafe in Greenwich Village. Although Sandy Nelson was one of the best-known drummers of the early 60s, releasing numerous singles that were just basically drum solos, they proved quite popular, although a bit oddball. Just the thing for Ernie's show. His Birth of the Beat was used regularly.
Funniest sound I ever heard. And I can't understand a single word. I said, hey there, Papa.
The bird, because the bird, 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 come on, y'all, here in the middle of peace. And then you flap your wings, the greatest of all ease. Haven't you heard about the bird? Don't you know that the bird, 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 the bird,
the distance battle, the east and the west. Sad
Close your eyes, it feels like 1965. You're listening to The Vinyl Garage. Second only to the adventures in how many different songs by any one artist played by Ernie was the Rivingtons with three. Papa Oomaumau, Mama Oomaumau, and The Bird is the Word. But it took a combination of all three by the band The Trashmen that they called Surfin' Bird to chart in the top 10. Originally credited to The Trashmen, the song was eventually, after a legal threat by the Rivingtons, credited to the latter. The Fabulous Dogs, which were actually the Turtles, contributed to Goulardi's soundtrack with Buzzsaw, found on the Turtles Present the Battle of the Bands LP from 1968. But wait, I know what you're thinking. Ernie was only on air from 1963 to 66. So how could a song released in 1968 make the cut? Not sure. But we can all agree it fits the theme perfectly. And it's on almost every Goulardi music list you can find. And the Cherokee's Cherokee, on Guidon label from 1960. The B-side, which was Harlem Nocturne, was also featured by Ernie. When I heard the next cut, I originally thought it was a novelty song, that being politically incorrect, and we all agree that that would be something Ernie would do, made fun of a girl named Annie who stutters. Little Ethan Annie by Joe Perkins from 1963. Ethan is a vocal technique started in rural Tennessee in the early 20th century. Something along the lines of an Appalachian scat.
Little Ethan Annie, she is mine all mine. Little Ethan Annie has a terrible time. It don't make no difference what she tries to say. When little Ethan Annie talks, it always come out this way. Well, I got a girl named Annie, and she's mine, oh mine. But when she gets excited, she has an awful time. Cause when I call her on the phone and ask her for a date, before I get an answer, I always have to wait. Cause she goes,
pick me up at 8.
Well, I took Annie riding, and we went to the park. We ended up in Lover's Lane, sitting in the dark. For a kiss as I looked in her eyes, and by the time she answered, I'd already kissed her twice. Cause she went,
sure was nice.
I took her to a restaurant, thought I'd give her a treat. Then the waiter came and asked what we'd like to eat. I had to order for both of us, but then I thought I'd die. When the waiter asked her what dessert she'd like to try, cause she said,
give me a piece of pie.
They used to laugh at Annie because she eats that way. It took at least an hour to hear what she had to say. But things aren't like they used to be. Nobody's laughing now, cause everybody's even, and Annie shows us how we all go.
What this is going to do. Beautiful, I liked it. It was a gorgeous one.
Down, red all for your feet. Take you home with me. Put you in my house. Boom, 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 boom. Ow, 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 ow. I love to see you strut up and down the floor. Talking to me, that baby talk, I like it like that. Oh, yeah. Talk that talk.
you love me? I love that talk. When you talk like that, you knock me out, right off of my feet. Whoa, 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 whoa. Boy, talk.
Ladies and gentlemen, most people record songs about love, heartbreak, loneliness, being broke. Nobody's actually went out and recorded a song about real pain. The band and I have just returned from the General Hospital, where we caught a man in the right position. We named this song Constipation Blues.
Every time I try. and be satisfied. Let it go. Oh, let it go. Oh, wow! This pain down inside just won't let me be satisfied. Let it go. I feel all right. Yes, I'm beginning to feel all right now. Splash! Yeah, I tell you, everything's gonna be all right.
My knees and begged you not to leave because I go berserk. Well, you left me anyhow, and then the days got worse and worse, and now you see I've gone completely out of my mind. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away. You thought it was a joke, and so you laughed. You laughed when I had said that losing you would make me flip my lid. Right? You know you laughed. I heard you laugh. You laughed and laughed, and then you left. But now you know I'm utterly mad. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. I cooked your food, I cleaned your house, and this is how you pay me back for all my kind, unselfish, loving deeds. Ha-ha. Well, you just wait, they'll find you yet. And when they do, they'll put you in the ASPCA, you mangy mutt. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. To the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes, and they're coming to take me away.
John Lee Hooker's Boom Boom, a VJ release from 1962, was the perfect vehicle for Ernie's love of firecrackers, what he called Boom Booms. A killer cover of the song was found on the Animals' first LP from 1964. He was called the Maharaja of the keyboard by Duke Ellington, amassed 8 Grammys in a career lasting over 60 years. Canadian jazz pianist Oscar Peterson His Incoherent Blues was found on 1964's Oscar Peterson Trio Plus One LP. It's only fitting that an artist as diverse, theatrical, and wild, who sometimes employed macabre props on stage every bit of 10 years before Alice Cooper, would find his way to Ernie's soundtrack. The equally wild Constipation Blues, complete with Jay's spoken intro, live from the General Hospital. Napoleon XIV was actually recording engineer Jerry Samuels. His They're Coming to Take Me Away peaked at number 3 in 1966. A bit of politically correct backlash, though. Some radio stations wouldn't play it, citing it ridicules the mentally ill.
Goulardi needs no makeup. Goulardi's done drunk himself handsome. Thank you.
We're wrapping up festivities with Sylvia's Calling by 40s bluesman Doc Bagley. The song was the B-side to his second OK single from 1957. Saxophonist Jimmy Forrest from 1953 and Bolo Blues, and that was found on the United label. Spooky Jones Combo gave us Abu Day, the Katanga Slide. And from Cleveland, The Motions, Beetle Drums, on the Mercury label from 1964. Thanks for joining part two of the music of Goulardi. I hope some good memories of Friday nights have been resurrected. For something that was intended to be in the background, the music became an integral part of Ernie's show. Keep in touch with the Vinyl Garage at facebook.com/vinylgarageshow or directly via email at vinylgarage@oh.rr.com. So until next week, this is Dave Nelson. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, shut up, mama. Shut up, mama.
It's a song.
Hey, group, cool it over there.
You won't believe.
Hey, baby, I think we're in a lot of trouble.
Like that?
No, what a song. All you have to do is take your hands from around your throat. Maybe you can get some air.
Holy mackerel, Goulardi.
The whole world's a purple clear.
Beautiful, I liked it. It was a gorgeous one.